USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis announced Wednesday that Florida will send its own law enforcement officers to Arizona and Texas along the U.S.-Mexico border to combat what DeSantis called a created crisis that has led to increased criminal activity in Florida.
We have problems in Florida that are not organic to Florida that we've been forced to deal with over many years, but particularly over the last 6 months, because of the failure of the Biden administration to secure our southern border.
The feds announced Thursday the number of Americans seeking new unemployment money rose last week, ending six straight weeks of declines. The surprise increase was far below the number of weekly new claims reported last year during the pandemic. The number of Americans collecting unemployment benefits through regular state programs remains more than twice as high as before COVID-19 shut down the economy. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
UFOs are back in the news, and even the military can't explain these strange UFOs intercepting our ships and planes. Are they a sign of something real, dangerous, or even biblical? Now, Rob Schmidt takes a look at the biggest mystery of our time. Rob's special series, UFOs, Are They Really Here?, airs all this week on Newsmax. Tune in to Rob Schmidt tonight on Newsmax, now on all major cable systems. It's already the fourth largest cable news channel. If your cable company doesn't carry Newsmax, call them. Tell them you want Newsmax or you can switch. Or get Newsmax for free on your smart TVs, Roku, Zumo, Amazon Fire, Apple TV, or more. And don't forget to download the free Newsmax app on your smartphone and start watching now. So find out the latest on UFOs with Rob Schmidt and check out Newsmax tonight. It's real news for real people.
Former President Trump weighs in on Wednesday's Russia-U.S. summit. Dan Naraki reports.
Many are evaluating what the president achieved on his first overseas excursion. Former President Donald Trump believes that nothing was achieved by the U.S. in the meeting. He tells Fox News that President Biden gave Putin a large stage, but got nothing in return.
Well, I guess the overall is we didn't get anything. We gave a very big stage to Russia, and we got nothing. We gave up something that was unbelievably valuable. I stopped the pipeline, Nord Stream, and that pipeline was stopped, and it was given back, and nothing was gotten for it. And it was just another day. And performance art, you'll take a look at how various people performed, namely the two people, and, you have to form your own judgment.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Thanks for being there. We are USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
If you say help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time. Classic Radio Theater. Available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott announced plans to build its own wall along the border with Mexico. The Republican governor at a press conference on Wednesday.
They apprehended just over 17,000 people coming across the border last year. This year, in the month of April, they apprehended more than 170,000 people. That is a 1,000% increase in the number of people apprehended coming across the border year over year. Similar numbers were echoed in the month of May. Also, the type of people coming across the border is changing. Early on, it was unaccompanied minors. Now, a majority of the people coming across the border are adults coming across alone. Also, what is changing is the carnage that is being caused by the people who are coming across the border. Fences of ranchers along the border are being completely decimating, causing border ranchers to lose their livestock or border farmers to lose their crops. Homes are being invaded. Neighborhoods are dangerous, and people are being threatened on a daily basis with guns of people either coming across the border or those working with those who are coming across the border. Cartels, human and drug smugglers, and human traffickers, they're all profiting off of our open border crisis.
Governor Abbott has authorized $250 million as a down payment to start the process. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.